You're listening to Action Podcast with Chris Jansen and Sam Forsberg. And today we're going to be doing something a little bit different, and we're going to be tackling one key strategy for helping you to be more confident in a situation that you're dealing with or challenged with at the moment. So just for a starter, I think we'd like you to get the most out of this session, to just think of a situation at the moment that it would really help you to be more confident in that situation. And on that note, I'd like to welcome Chris to the call.
Hey, Sam. Yeah, you know, I think even when we talk about confidence, it's another word that might help people in terms of thinking about the right situation. It's just one where they want to be more certain that they can actually achieve what they want to achieve. So that feeling of certainty that I can do it.
Mm, absolutely. And the other starting point that can be helpful is that obviously confidence can mean different things to different people. So it can be helpful to get clear about what being more confident or feeling more confident would mean to you. So if you can just think about three words, perhaps, or three feelings that you'd have at a time when you feel confident, then that will give you a sense of what it is you're aiming for. So you'll be able to tell whether you've achieved it or not.
Yeah, I can think of a specific example. Recently, I was talking to a client who had to get in front of an audience. And when we talk about how she wanted to feel at that moment, her three kind of words were she wanted to feel calm.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to feel relaxed.
Right.
She also wanted to feel happy.
Ah.
Being in a happy state for her would have allowed her to really shine in that moment.
Brilliant.
And so that worked for her.
Yeah.
And I think I was dealing with another client not too long ago that, you know, when they had to get up in front of an audience, they wanted to be strong from a centered point of view. Like they felt physically strong. They felt like they were, their posture would be very firm, that their breathing would be normal. But they felt that they wanted to give the body language of a strong, confident, centered and grounded person, even though they may be a little bit nervous inside. So that was another key word that came up for them.
Brilliant. And one of the things that comes up for me when I think about being confident is actually the word curious, because it means that instead of being focused internally on what I might be worried or nervous about, I can actually be open and curious and looking at things outside of myself, external to me, and actually engage with the situation more as well.
Mm. So I think what we're talking about here, just to come full circle, is when you're trying to gain confidence for an upcoming situation, sometimes some people will just tell you, oh, come on, just be confident, right? You just got to be more confident. And you can't really be it by thinking it.
No.
You're really going to be it by feeling it.
Yeah.
And so what we're suggesting here for the listener is when you think about the situation that's perhaps upcoming where you're not feeling so confident, is if you can go to a place where you can feel as if you were confident.
Mm.
And I guess there's two approaches we wanted to share today on how you can go to that place. And quite simply, it's about thinking to the future what it would feel like to be confident, but also looking backwards in the past, maybe in a situation where you were confident. So which one would you like to begin with, Sam?
Well, my favorite, everybody will know by now that from listening to us, that writing's a really important thing for me. And I had a situation recently where I was feeling like I was lacking confidence in one of my big dreams and visions at the moment. And so I decided to revisit one of the podcasts we'd done previously, a podcast I did with a guest speaker or guest podcaster, Wynn, a while ago. And it was about almost acting as if, so asking yourself a question that would help you to feel more confident or more happy or whatever it was that you wanted in a situation. So I asked myself in my morning pages, if I was confident about what the situation I was talking about, then what would I be doing? And so I then wrote almost a whole page of actions and tasks and things I'd be doing and enjoying if I was confident about this. And it was incredible. It was so inspiring and so fun and exciting to do it.
And just to be clear on that, was that a case of you thinking into the future if I was, or when I become confident? Or was it in the moment you just imagine yourself if you already were in this place of success or yeah. happiness where you're confident,
great question.
What would you think?
I had to think as if I already was. So I kind of imagined that, so in this case, it was actually with regards to being a successful children's author. So I actually imagined if I already was a successful children's author, if I was already confident that that was the case, then what would I be doing? And so I did. I had a whole page full of exciting things that I'd be doing. And the best part of it was so many of them I could be doing right now. Mm. And it completely shifted my energy and my feeling about it. So I ended up putting the book down and already feeling so much more confident about making it a reality.
So again, just to recap, just for clarity here. So when you went to that place and you imagined what it would be like to be successful, and you wrote out in your book, you literally wrote out 6 or 7 or 10 different points that you could be doing, or you would naturally do, I suppose.
Exactly.
That's the point. It's not about what you imagine you potentially could do, but if you were already successful, you would no doubt be doing these things right now.
Absolutely.
Which I think, if I could get inside your head for a moment, what that probably does is then suddenly shift your attention and your own internal thoughts to, well, I would just pick up my pen and I would start writing my next novel.
Yep.
Versus getting caught up in this storm of thoughts of, well, I'm not really good enough. Who's going to buy my book anyway? No publisher is really going to pick me up. All those kind of really disempowering thoughts.
Yeah.
And it just allows you to turn your attention to what you need to be doing.
Yes.
Rather than allowing your attention to go to consistent questions that undermine your own abilities and undermine your own action of moving forward.
Definitely. It really took a lot of the doubt out of it, because I knew that by simply doing some of the tasks that I knew I would naturally be doing in that situation, that it was already setting me up for that.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
So it's about setting yourself up for success, really.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think the flip side of that, just to move to the second approach, is going backwards, going back in your past. And again, I was working with a client recently where we went through this exact thing. And the simple thought for the listener is when you are trying to come up with a scenario, or you have a certain scenario right now where you want to be more confident, the technique is, or the strategy is, to think of a time in your past when you were confident.
Mm.
And it could be any scenario. It doesn't have to be related to the same thing. So if you're currently working, for example, on, maybe you need to get up and do a presentation in front of an audience. But in the past, you can think of an example where you were confident, maybe playing sports.
Yep.
Or maybe going into an exam in school, perhaps. And so it doesn't matter what the situation is, but it's more about the feelings of confidence. And if you went back to that old scenario when you did feel confident, what are three words that would really stand out that described what you were thinking, what you were feeling, even maybe how you were standing, what your body was like, what your posture was like, or again, how you were breathing? And almost embody those emotions again. And then when you think about doing that presentation from the audience, you suddenly feel strong, confident, and centered, or whatever the three words are for you.
Definitely. And even thinking about ways in which you can borrow those feelings and bring them into your presentation. So, for example, being more confident giving a presentation, it might be that you feel like you can be humorous or funny and that you've got the confidence to do that. And so sort of think about, take borrowing from that feeling, think about, well, how would that show up? How would I be more humorous in the context of this presentation? And to really experience it and bring it into the moment.
And I think on that example as well, I think it's really nice about the humorous in the context of giving a presentation. Because if you're not confident giving a presentation, your body language probably shows that.
Yeah.
But if you go to a place of, I want to be humorous, or when I was confident, I was actually using my natural sense of humor.
Mm.
And so what would that do to my body language? Well, I'd probably have a bit of a grin on my face, or a wry smile, or I would just naturally be smiling.
Yeah.
Which would really set me up for a great presentation, and the audience would really connect with me.
Definitely. And I think sport is a fantastic example, because it tends to be something that's quite instinctual. You're thinking on your feet, in a sense. It's really quick reflexes, that kind of thing. And that could be a brilliant skill to borrow and bring into something like giving a presentation.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So just to recap there's really what we're saying here is, if you want to build confidence in any situation, think of two potential approaches go to the future and imagine what it would be like to be confident already. And how would that change your behavior now? What you would do in the future is exactly what you could be doing now.
Yeah.
And secondly, you can go to the past. Think of a time when you were feeling that confidence. And what three words would you describe how you felt in that moment? And when you embody those feelings in those three words again, apply that to your current scenario, you'll find a dramatic leap in your own confidence in the situation you're currently facing.
Definitely. So I hope that that has really encouraged you and helped you to step forward more confidently into something that's important to you at this time, in the same way that it's done for me very recently. And we look forward to hearing from you if you are happy to share with us what it is that this has inspired you to do. So there are a lot of different ways that you can connect with us. Chris, do you want to share those?
Yeah, sure. So we'd love to hear from all of our listeners. And please do go onto our website and leave us a comment. That's at www.actionpodcast.com. You can find a recording of this podcast there. And we actually have a large, large archive of previous podcasts. So if you're fairly new to us, we'd love to hear from you. And please do go to our website and check out the large archive. You can search on there for any topic that's related to any type of area of your life that you want to take some action in. And you can also, when you go to the website, you can also sign up for our ebook, 80 Tips, Tricks, and Perspective Shifts for Taking Everyday Action. An easy way, a great, great, great way for you to get a full list of ideas and tips for you to move forward in your life. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/actionpodcast.
There's plenty of other ways to connect with us too. Via the website, you can find out details of the individual Twitter accounts for each of the action coaches or our email addresses if you wanted to send a question or a comment in specifically to one of us. And we really do love hearing from our listeners and receiving messages, even if it's a suggestion for another topic too. So on that note, enjoy your newfound or rediscovered confidence, and we'll speak to you soon.
Sure, Sam. Speak to you again.